The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
So good morning. Welcome to the Morning Drive on WTBR, 89.7 FM, and WSBR in Lee, 88.1. You are listening to the Morning Drive. I am Brian Burkle. I'll be your host today. And welcome. This is Thursday, March 13th. Today we have in studio some very special guests to talk about some wonderful programs that are happening here in Berkshire County, specifically in Pittsfield, but throughout the county as well. We are talking to Jesse Miner and Rebecca Hunter from the Berkshire Dream Center. So I'm glad to have them here. We're going to have a lot to talk about and some events that are coming up that they're happy to share. Before we do that, I'm going to check with the weather.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming partly sunny. Highs in the upper 40s. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Cold with lows in the mid-20s. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Friday, sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. So we woke up a little snow. I guess I didn't realize we were going to get that, but that's on me for not paying attention. So, but that sounds promising. I hear some higher degrees, some 40s and so forth. So all of this, even though it looks really pretty right now, right? But it'd be nice to get out to springtime sooner as we can, right? Mm-hmm. So again, thank you everybody for tuning in this morning. We have in studio Jesse Miner and Rebecca Hunter with the Berkshire Dream Center. So welcome.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you. So let's talk a little bit about the Dream Center. Can you tell us where you are? And Jesse, would you start with us? Just tell us a little bit of background about the Dream Center.
Sure. So we are located at 475 Tyler Street in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And we started about, 15, 16 years ago. An official nonprofit since 2011. Mm-hmm. And we do outreach through lots of different programs, from free food, clothing. We have a restaurant-style soup kitchen. We have a mobile food pantry that goes all throughout Berkshire County throughout the month. We have lots of other kind of outreaches through such things like the Diaper Project, which they donate diapers to us. There's so many things. It's kind of hard to rattle everything off because stuff happens so quickly.
Yeah.
So we've been around for a bit here and just serving the community, helping any way we can. And we've been pretty much primarily in the Morningside district or the part of Pittsfield and just reaching out to community as best we can.
Yeah. So you're in a great location right there. And you're right on Tyler Street, right? Just for everybody knows, it's what, 475?
Tyler Street.
Tyler Street, right? What church was that before? Do you remember?
Was Morningside Baptist Church.
Morningside Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So great location. Mm-hmm. Beautiful place for you guys to be doing all the stuff that you're doing. Rebecca, tell us a little bit about your role with the Dream Center, please.
Okay. Well, I'm very blessed to be there all week long, involved in all of our different programs. We have so much going on, like Jesse said. And some of the things that I'm specifically working on there is I'm head of our clothing ministry, where we distribute clothing, shoes, accessories, you know, coats, things like that, to the community on a year-round basis. So it's not just for the winter when people need, warm clothes, but it's all year. Mm-hmm. And we are able to provide, you know, men, women, and children what they need to a great degree. And the cool part, too, is over the years we've been able to establish collaborations with a lot of other community agencies that are working with people that are in need, such as the Elizabeth Freeman Center, DCF, Habitat for Humanity, the Breen Center, just to name a few. So they have clients that they're working with in various degrees, and then they will contact me to get their clients provided for. So it's been a great building of collaboration, and I love it. We've been able to really serve a lot of people in that way. And we've expanded kind of that initial need for clothing, need for those immediate things like that people wear, toiletries, stuff like that. And we've taken that out to the street as well. And so we, myself and another colleague, head out twice a week to North Street. And we carry or pull wagons full of stuff. And that includes clothes, it includes shoes, it includes food and drinks, it includes toiletries, coats, anything that, really we can put in the wagons. And we just walk the street and we talk to people and we distribute what we can. And we also always spend that time trying to encourage them that there are a lot of programs and services also available to them at the Berkshire Dream Center. And that, this is just a little sampling. This is just, something we want to bring out to the street. But if, we bring them into the center, then we can, give them a lot of additional services and support and help. And we are seeing that happen in many ways through our kitchen, through our food pantry, that they're coming and it's great. And it's really about developing and building the relationships and the trust with the people that we're meeting and letting them see that coming there and interacting with the, the people that work there and are providing them services that, that gives them this, a lot of support that they need and that they're able to see some of those life changes starting to happen.
Sure. But that's a big part of it is getting out to people who may not know about the services that are available.
Exactly.
So when you're walking up and down North Street, that's how you're engaging with people that you recognize as in need, or they recognize as themselves or identify themselves as being in need because they see that you're reaching out. So that's a great opportunity to actually get your message out there and let people know what's available.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And just from experience, a lot of people, even though we've been around for so long, is you're interacting with people daily that are like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know you guys were there. I had no idea. I didn't know this was available. And then they come in like for dinner or something in the restaurant and they're just like floored. Like, this is available to me, know, and it's really just a way to love on them, because they're not used to being cared for. They're not used to having like someone take care of them and service them. And it's just amazing to see them come in and just be like, wow, I don't have to do anything here. I just get to enjoy myself. And it's really a positive experience, I believe. And we see them coming back over and over again. So I believe that they feel that way too.
Yeah, they feel welcomed. So, I mean, that encourages them to come back, of course, right?
Of course.
To get those other services. And you mentioned earlier, too, about the connections that you have with other organizations. And I say this all the time on the show whenever we have guests in here. Most of the time I have nonprofits in here, or sometimes it's businesses. But the common theme I always hear from everybody is how well they work with other people and other organizations and how important it is for Berkshire County to be able to have those connections. So, again, like you said, there's all these other agencies that know about you, they know what you provide, and they can refer people to you, and vice versa. So it's so critical, and I'm always so happy to see that. I mean, we can't go wrong with that, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's really, really important to make sure we try to be open to partnerships with all different businesses and all different backgrounds of people. And so, yeah, it's really one thing that we always try for is, how can we help just be a hand, and working with other businesses and partners and making the biggest impact as we can.
Right, right. On the clothing, Rebecca, how do people make donations for the clothes? You have a boutique name for it?
It's called Clothed in Love.
Clothed in Love,
because we believe that everyone should be treated with love and respect and that dignity that, they should be able to have nice things to wear, even if they need a little help getting them. And again, it's year-round, so people can request things at any time for mm-hmm. themselves or their family. For donations specifically, we do ask people to call ahead of time just to make sure that someone is going to be available to receive their donations. So usually we do accept donations Tuesdays through Fridays.
Okay.
Again, just if they could call ahead and say, you know, is it okay if I bring stuff this day or that day? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes things will get left outside and unfortunately then they're ruined by rain or other weather. And we don't want that to happen, especially if someone's taking the time to want to donate to us.
Right. So I saw on your website that the Clothed in Love, you guys serve about 500 people a year, thereabouts.
And that was even, that was in 2023, but pushing close to 1,000 in 2024. Mm-hmm. And again, that's a combination of men, women, and children. And it's amazing to see the numbers grow. Mm-hmm. It's also, you know, disheartening in a way that we see the need continuing to grow, but mm-hmm. we're committed to, you know, standing in that place mm-hmm. and making sure that no one's left behind, you know, that we're a community and we're going to work with you and help you in every way that we can.
Mm-hmm. And when you say to call ahead, which of course, you know, makes perfect sense, you don't want to be leaving the donation outside and have it get ruined, insofar as clothing particularly. Is it the main number for the church? Is there a separate number specific?
There's a separate number. They can call the main number, but there is a separate number, and I can give it to you. It's 413-274-2750.
Okay.
And that's the number they can call directly for clothing or mm-hmm. donations, whether they are wanting to donate or if they're in need of requesting things.
Okay, great. Thank you. So we also mentioned, you mentioned the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I know that's a big part of your operation.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So can we talk a little bit about the kitchen?
It was actually an idea that my wife, Caitlin Miner, the CEO and founder of the Dream Center, she had that probably in 2018-ish. And it took, you know, obviously with COVID over the course of, you know, 4 years for it to come to fruition. So it was a long time coming, and to see it actually happen was just, it was a miracle in how it's been received through the community. So we've had a lot of great community support. So to see that where people can come in, just sit down, have a meal, just be able to relax and just have a nice time is really awesome to witness. Mm-hmm. And we just try to set a great atmosphere for them to enjoy themselves, have a hot meal. We used to do lunches in the beginning, but we found that dinners are kind of more popular meals. So we do three dinners a week. Mm-hmm. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Oh, good.
Yes.
It's right in the middle of the week there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right, good. And how does somebody let you know? Do they have to give you a heads up that they're coming?
Nope.
Or just show up at the door?
They just can show up.
Okay.
And they do. It's great.
So no reservations.
No reservations. Nope. but it is to them often like a place they might think they need reservations. When they come in, they're often very surprised of what they're walking into, especially if they're used to visiting other food, soup kitchen type places in the city. They're used to one type of thing, and they come in and they're like, where am I?
Yeah.
And it's great. I love to see their faces and just be able to just serve them. I mean, it's a great feeling. Mm-hmm. We've had people sit at the table and start crying, and they say, I've never been served dinner before. And that's just so, it's just this amazing feeling to just know like you're a part of that, even though you don't even really feel like you're doing that much, but to just change their whole perspective on what their value is as a person, and to be able to say, no, you're worth this. Like, let me serve you. You just sit here and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And so it's great. It's a great atmosphere. We have music playing. Sometimes we have live music. We cook everything fresh and in the kitchen right there, you know, so it's not like we're just opening cans of something. We have our chef who's cooking. I usually do the baking, and they're given like this great meal, you know, and we really love being able to put it out. Like last night was incredibly busy. We had all the tables full.
We had about 30 people last night.
Oh, wow.
Probably even more than that. I mean, all the tables were full. I even had to have people wait for a couple of minutes at one point. And the cool thing, too, is just that building of community and breaking down barriers because you have all different people coming in to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it is meant to provide food for people that may be struggling with food security, mm-hmm. that anyone can come in and eat. So a lot of times people say, oh, well, I don't want to take food away from somebody that needs it. But really, we welcome you. We want you to come in because we want you to experience that mm-hmm. and chance to eat with the whole community.
Yeah.
That it's not like, you know, us versus them or different groups over here or there. Like, it's all mm-hmm. everyone together. And so we welcome anyone. If you haven't been in before, we mm-hmm. welcome you to come and check us out.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your family. We have a lot of families coming in for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We have high chairs if you have babies, you know, coloring books and crayons for little kids. Yeah. We got it. We're like a restaurant.
We're a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
It's a legit restaurant. So
you are, and you know, I've been down there a few times, and it is you have ambiance there. You know, it's very welcoming. You know, and like you said, with the stage and sometimes you have music and so forth. And I also, you know, think it's fantastic about being open to other folks. You know, who are maybe a little bit more. Blessed, right? And so what's good is that they can interact with mm-hmm. people who are in need, and maybe there's opportunities there that could be, maybe there's connections that could help somebody get out of their situation because of someone that they met. You know, maybe there'd be an opportunity for someone to, I don't know, get a job mm-hmm. or you know, improve in some way or help get themselves mm-hmm. Back on their feet or you know, by association, you know,
yep.
with other opportunities. So I think that's great that door is open. So we are, just for those of you out there listening, if you're just joining us, we are talking about the Berkshire Dream Center here in Pittsfield, and our guests in studio are Jesse Miner and Rebecca Hunter. So we also want to talk about a certain event coming up.
Yes.
You have an annual gala, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear about that.
Yeah, we're super excited for this because this is our second gala that we put on. And it's a formal event at the Berkshire Hills Country Club. It's the 21st of March. It's going to be at 6 o'clock. And we have tickets going on until the end of Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is it's our biggest fundraising event that we have for the year. So it's an excuse to get dressed up and get mm-hmm. out with your friends and have a great time and see what's happening in the community. This year we're kind of focusing on food insecurity. So mm-hmm. That's going to be kind of the main focus for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we are super excited about just all of the things that are going on with it. We have live entertainment. We have Amanda Mamana coming, who is a semifinalist or finalist on America's Got Talent.
Mm.
She actually did a concert for us last year, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So her story is incredible. So she'll be there. We have catering by KJ Nosh, mm-hmm. who's right on Tyler Street. So he's coming in to support and help us as well. We have a silent auction. We have a guest speaker. It's a really, really fun event, and we love doing it. So
yeah, good. And this is this your second year?
Second year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Bigger than last year. That's what we're hoping for. More people, bigger everything, you know? So
Of course. You always want to be growing.
Yep.
And so there are tickets still available for that?
Yes.
Okay. And people can get tickets online?
On our website, yep.
Yes. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. And that'll be through Saturday.
Yes.
All right. Good. And this is your big event for the year. Would mm-hmm. you say this is like your main
biggest fundraiser?
Biggest fundraiser. Yep. Okay. And then our biggest event that we throw through the year is the block party, which is always a lot of fun too.
Oh yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah. So that this year we're having it in July. It's going to be an event where we kind of give out all backpacks filled with school supplies, getting kids ready for school. We usually have like kind of little vending areas for kids to play games. I know the police has a presence there in terms of you know, like a one of their vehicles that the kids mm-hmm. can get in and do that. We have a bounce house. We have
the water slides.
Yeah.
Food.
Food. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
What else?
The dunk tank.
The dunk tank, yes.
Mayor Peter.
He's usually in there.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, I usually get in there. Peter Marchetti, he loves it. The mayor, he loves getting in there and getting dunked.
Uh-huh.
So he'll be there again this year. So you get to dunk the mayor. Mm-hmm. but yeah, so last year I think we had about over 700 people show up, over 530 backpacks.
For children, yeah.
For children.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So 530 backpacks mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. gave out.
Yeah. And the children have to be present with the adult mm-hmm. to attend. So it was a lot of people there. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's great too, that you're encouraging the parents to be there with the kids, mm-hmm. you know, just any other opportunity to just encourage that bonding, you know,
exactly.
for whatever purpose.
And it's, you know, 100% free event. So, yeah. you know, everyone can just come and enjoy themselves again without having any stipulations or mm-hmm. feeling like maybe they're pressed if they're, you know, struggling at that time. It's just to, you know, bring them in. Get mm-hmm. the kids ready for school, but also to have a lot of fun, you know, a good family day. And we closed the street down in the past, so hopefully we can do that again. And, you know, it just provides like a big open space to really enjoy the day.
Sure. Tyler Street, you shut down?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It takes months and months of planning ahead of time. But yeah, it's always a fun thing to do.
Good for you. So we talked about the kitchen. And all that you offer there with the kitchen, but you also, in addition to that, you have a food pantry. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it goes by the name of Bread of Life Market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you, tell me a little bit about the Bread of Life Market.
Well, it's set up like a market, so different than maybe other food pantries in the area where they're just handing people a bag of food.
Mm-hmm.
This is set up like a little mini grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come in the doors, they can go in and then they can take what they want. They can shop as if they were in the store.
Mm-hmm.
That way they're not taking things that they don't like or that they're not going to eat, which of course prevents waste. But also it's that sense of I get to shop. Mm-hmm. I get to choose what I would like to bring
home. Sense
of
agency.
Mm-hmm. It's that sense of dignity that, you know, I'm just going to the store. I'm going shopping just like anybody mm-hmm. else. And I think people really appreciate that. We changed into that format a little over a year ago, and we've had a lot of positive feedback that people really enjoy having that experience of being able to just come in
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, shop. And we have like a nice little waiting room that, you know, we're able to kind of, you know, have people wait until it's their turn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that gets them out from outside as well. So during the colder months, they're not just standing in a line outside, or if it's raining or something like that, again, we can get them in the door faster, and then mm-hmm. they have a place to kind of sit and wait. We see a lot of people. It was over, 10,000 last year?
Yeah, 10% of Pittsfield came through our doors.
Yeah. Wow.
No, a quarter. Right.
Wow.
Yeah, but over, we're getting like to 10,000.
That's amazing. And this is located at the church on the property?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This market? Okay.
Yeah.
And then the food that you are putting on the shelves, where is that coming from?
That comes from the Western Mass Food Bank.
Western Mass Food Bank?
Yeah. Yep. So they donate to us. They actually came, it was either last year or year before, where they checked out the program and they just loved what we're doing and said, you can basically have as much food as you'd like.
Mm.
The only things that you have to come, if you want extra food, you have to go get it, which is, I believe it's in Chicopee.
Mm-hmm.
But we are allowed to get as much food as we want. Mm-hmm. But we, how we normally get our food is there's a food truck that comes into Pittsfield and the neighboring food banks all pick from that one truck.
Mm-hmm.
So we get our pallets. It's usually around 3,600 pounds of food
every week. Every week, yeah.
So, and getting that unloaded is always fun because it's Tuesday. We know it's Tuesday when it's loading day.
And so. I did see something on your website about truck unloading day or something.
Yeah.
So is that one of those things that you are looking for help when that happens?
Yes.
Okay. Anytime.
Okay.
Yep.
And is there a certain time of day that usually happens or?
It's always on Tuesday from somewhere, like it has a range because we have to wait for the other truck to get here. So mm-hmm. that's kind of beyond our control, obviously, but
I was going to say, we usually ask volunteers to come from like 1 to 4
mm-hmm.
if they're able to on that day. And sometimes the truck isn't there by 1, because, as we said, we're waiting for the truck to come into Pittsfield. But even if they arrive before the truck gets here, we have other things they can work on while waiting for the truck.
Sure. There's always something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shortage of tasks, right? So if somebody wanted to help out with that, how could they get in touch with you to say that, hey, this is something I can do? Because I know there's always people out there who have intentions or the ability, and they just don't know, like, well, how can I apply what skills I have? You know, maybe they don't think that they have much, but they probably do. They probably more valuable than they think they are. But they also don't know where they can go to be
helpful.
Exactly. Yep. So, I mean, obviously, if anybody's listening and that fits your, you know, some of your thoughts, reach out to Dream Center. So if they wanted to do that in particular, just call the main number and just give you guys that message.
Yeah, and so how that works is once we get the message, we figure out where they would want to get kind of plugged in, and then they go through volunteer orientation, which I do once a month. So that kind of gives them the rundown of how things operate, you know, what to expect, you know, what areas of outreach that they can partake in. And, you know, it's always great to have people come in and see, like, oh, you have this, I can try, you know, see if I can, where I fit in, and have them volunteer on a regular basis. And some people like try to go all at once, and it's like, no, there's a lot. You want to slow down, because we've seen that too, where people come in and they want to do everything every single time, every single week. And then they, you know, a few months later, you're checking in with them, and then they're kind of feeling burnt out. Yeah. So we always say kind of pace yourself, because the work is always going to be there. Right. You know, it's, you're never, you know, it's just, it's right. Okay.
Marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's important too, because that is a thing, you know, people, they're enthusiastic, and they get passionate about something, and they really want to be there. But we got to look out for ourselves
exactly.
as well
yep.
in that process, so that we don't burn ourselves out. We talked a little bit about some of the other things that you're doing for the community with the clothing, the Clothed in Love, where people can come in and get clothing that's been donated to them or to the church, and they're welcome to that. What we didn't talk about yet is the Diaper Project, which is another project that you guys are involved with, which I think you've partnered with the Berkshire County Diaper Project. Is that where you get the diapers?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so how does that work with you in that partnership? How does that work for Dream Center?
The diapers are generally available when our food pantry is open.
Okay.
So someone can come in, of course, if they're getting food, they can also get diapers, but people can also come in during that time to just get diapers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the pantry is open Thursday mornings from 10 to 12, Friday mornings from 9 to 11. And then we also have an hour on Wednesday evenings for people that are working during the day from 5 to 6. The 5 to 6 time on Wednesday is by appointment only. You just have to call ahead. But again, for diapers, that would be fine if you needed to get them. And we generally have all sizes. I mean, sometimes we do run out of a particular size while we're waiting for a new shipment to come. But we usually have, like, newborn through size 6.
Mm-hmm.
So people can get them every week, you know, if they need them.
Yeah, good. I mean, you guys are really covering the bases as far as essentials and things that people need, you know, to get through. So it's very admirable. I mean, you guys do good things, and you've really pulled it together really well. And you've got a good reputation. You know, again, going back to how other organizations point people in your direction. You know, and they recognize your resources, and they can put people there because they know that what you offer. So thank you for doing all this. For those of you just coming on to the joining us here on the radio, we are talking to Jesse Miner and Rebecca Hunter from the Berkshire Dream Center, and we are approaching the top of the hour. When we get back after our top of the hour break, we're going to talk about some more about the gala that is coming up. What's the date on that again, Jesse?
That is March 21st. It's a Friday.
All right. So if you want tickets for their gala, you can still go online. There are still tickets available through Saturday. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that again. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. You are listening to WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
You're hearing the stories of our countywide housing challenges all the time. Housing the Berkshires, a Coalition of Change, is a growing group of community stakeholders, municipal leaders, and friends just like you who want to create a positive impact on housing needs in the Berkshires. Join us in our commitment to making lasting changes in our housing landscape. We are good neighbors, creative innovators, committed partners, and determined navigators. To join us, visit berkshirehousing.com today.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hola, hola. I'm Daisy.
Yo soy Marta.
Whether you want to learn a little Spanish or get a glimpse of our wonderful Latin roots, join us as we celebrate Latin culture with music from genres ranging from salsa to bachata. Gain insight on local news, community information, and very special guests. Only on Mundo Latino, welcoming listeners of all nations on WTBR 89.7 FM.
Support for Mundo Latino comes from Community Health Programs. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBRFM. Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, and good morning. Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am your host today, Brian Burkle. And in studio, we have representation from the Berkshire Dream Center here in Pittsfield. We have Jesse Miner and Rebecca Hunter. So we've got lots to talk about, lots of programming, and an upcoming gala. But before we get into that, we are going to check out the weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming partly sunny. Highs in the upper 40s. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Cold with lows in the mid-20s. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Friday, sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. South wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, again, welcome back. Jesse Miner, Rebecca Hunter, Berkshire Dream Center. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate you being here and all that you guys do. And I want to make sure that the public know about what you're up to and all the resources for those who could use those resources, and so that people know how they can volunteer their time and provide you with certain things that would be helpful to the community. So I'm glad you're here to articulate that, get the word out.
Thank you.
So of course, something like this, of course, isn't free. I mean, it is for the people who you're reaching out to, mm-hmm. but you need money to provide these services, mm-hmm. right? So for one thing, a fun thing that you're doing is the gala coming up, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Which we'll visit that in a second. But how else can people donate financially or with other, I know we talked about the clothing and the food, and give us some ideas of what people can do to help support you.
Yeah, so you can always make a donation through our website. So a lot of our funding does come through donations, as well as we do. My wife and I, we do a lot of grant writing as well, to make sure that the everything that we are providing is taken care of financially. So yeah, there's lots of opportunities, you know, to be able to partner with us. I know, like for instance, our kitchen, we have a donor for a meal program where basically if you give $10,000, you get, you know, basically you're on our wall with a plaque. And so there's different tiers of that. So we're always running different partnerships and different things for people to partner with us. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, it's never ending, but it's something that we enjoy doing, is making connections with people. And mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's great when you can be with like-minded people that want to serve, that can do that financially, which is amazing. That helps out a lot, because, you know, we do have a big building and a lot of overhead mm-hmm. that does go into that.
Sure.
Yeah, it's always great when we can meet businesses and mm-hmm. partners and people that want to help in that way.
Yeah, the sponsorships and so forth. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep. Yeah, because you guys are doing the legwork. You know, you're mm-hmm. you're walking the walk. You're walking the talk.
Trying to.
The gala is coming up.
Yes.
And that is on what date?
March 21st.
March 21st.
Next Friday already.
So yeah. A week from tomorrow.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. And tickets are available through Saturday,
yep.
right?
Yes.
So two more days to buy tickets. You have tickets available still.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And people can do that online.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is the big event for the year.
It is. It's a formal event, so it gives us an excuse to dress up and get with our closest friends and just have a good time,
yeah.
you know, and have a good meal and learning about the outreaches that we do and learning more about the Dream Center. And mm-hmm. So we always love any time that we get to talk about our programs and help people. And
mm-hmm. yeah, so. Great opportunity to bring people together to hear your message.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And also have the opportunity to see real people being impacted by mm-hmm. our programs, you mm-hmm. know, through video testimonies. And this year, actually having a live testimony as well that night, that, you know, sometimes even people in the community, they may donate financially to things such as, you know, our programming or anywhere like that, right, a nonprofit. But they still feel that disconnect of not being hands-on, mm-hmm. and this is also an opportunity to really see the people being impacted, mm-hmm. hear their stories, and see, like, you know, it's not just, you know, my money's going, you know, arbitrarily out in somewhere land, right, but that, like, these are real people in Pittsfield that are benefiting
mm-hmm.
from, you know, my help.
Yeah.
And so you'll have an opportunity that night to experience that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we said this year we're focusing on food insecurity. We have, of course, a lot of programming that really hones in on all different avenues of wellness and things that people need in their lives. But we're going to focus this year on food insecurity. And so all the money that we raise from the gala will go directly to our food based programs, like mm-hmm. the kitchen, like our market, like our mobile food trucks.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We've talked about quite a few of your programs, and there are many,
mm-hmm.
which is fantastic. It's amazing how much you guys are doing for the community. But we also, there was one that I saw online. I think you've told me that that it has changed, maybe its terminology, but it was called Adopt-A-Block, and that's mm-hmm. evolved a little bit. Is that right? Can you tell me a little bit more about that program now and what it's called and how it works?
Yeah, so Adopt-A-Block, essentially when it started, we took the concept from the LA Dream Center, and the idea behind it is that you have a group of volunteers that go out and serve the community and basically just go door-to-door and just serve people. Just say, knock on the door, you know, with no agenda, and mm-hmm. just say, hey, you know, how can I serve you today? What can I do? I can clean up the trash on your lawn. I can do mm-hmm. dishes for you, so just serve in some way. And that started, that how we started originally was through Adopt-A-Block in 2008. So my wife and my mother-in-law and a few of their friends did that for 3 years. And so he took that concept here to Pittsfield, and that's kind of eventually how we began. And now it's, you know, so many years later, now it's kind of turned into now going to the streets of Pittsfield, more reaching out to people in more desperate need. And Rebecca and one of our other leaders and volunteers does that twice a week.
Yes.
So she... Her and he do a great job. That means she can speak more on it than I can. So
yeah, we started at the beginning of 2024, where I just felt this calling that, you know, we need to take all the things that we have wrapped up in our building and we need to get them out onto the street, because the reality of it is that there's, of course, a lot of people we're serving, but there's a lot of people we're not serving yet because they're not getting in the doors. Mm-hmm. And that could be from a variety of reasons. Maybe they don't know about us yet, but maybe they're just in a place where they physically or mentally cannot get there.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of that need in Pittsfield in general right now. And so it's just this, like, no, we have such an abundance of resources that we, you know, in our facility, in our center, that it needs to be able to reach the people that are not coming in the doors, that are really in the most desperate of situations. And that's kind of how it was born. And so, again, it's twice a week, usually Mondays and Friday mornings, that we head out, as I was saying, with our little wagons.
Mm-hmm.
We also visit and spend time in the library, where a lot of the people also are during the day. And yes, we bring them things, but as I was mentioning before, the bigger piece of it is also talking to them and just trying to get to know them a little bit better. One of the biggest things that I've seen in my years at the Berkshire Dream Center is that it's different from other places, because when people come in the doors, that they actually feel like they're seen and heard.
Mm.
And we try to meet them where they are. So in this case, we're actually literally meeting them where they are, like on a street corner, in the park, in the library, and learning their names, learning things about them, and they're being seen and heard for who they are. And that's making those changes. In fact, I don't know if we have a moment to share, but I got like the best news ever last night at our dinner service. A man that we had been serving on the street through this past year, he's been homeless for 6 years now. And in January, we had a very like heart-to-heart conversation with him about what are you doing at night? He wasn't going to the shelter. He didn't have anywhere to go. And he honestly told me that the only thing he would do is he would walk all night long in order to stay alive, in order to keep his body temperature up. Because if he stopped moving, that, you know, his body temperature would go way down. And it was just such a powerfully shocking, you know, situation. Mm-hmm. And that night was a night that was extremely cold, like below zero. And he insisted he would be okay. We gave him everything that we could give him. And needless to say, we haven't seen him since that night. And both myself and the other gentleman, we were kind of concerned about him. Well, anyways, long story short, he came in for dinner last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell as soon as I saw him, he looked amazing. And I was like, I'm so glad to see you. And he came right over to me and he gave me a hug. And he's like, you don't know how much you two helped me that last night that you saw me. He's like, you know, you helped me with physical things and you guys also prayed for me. And then the very next day, I got a call for housing and for some money that I had been thinking I was going to get, but had been held up for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was given to me. And he said that was the very next day. And so now he has a place that he's been living since the middle of January. He's getting a vehicle this week. And he said that he's actually being able to get reunited with his son, who he hasn't seen in over 6 years. And that was so emotional. I broke down crying at the dinner service last night, because that's exactly why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to be able to know him and for him to trust us to be able to allow us to help him. And now to see it full circle that, you know, he's in a better place. And now he can actually be a value to somebody else. He can provide mm-hmm. hope as well and provide that encouragement to somebody else that he knows that may be going through the same things mm-hmm. that he went through. So that all started from us just randomly running into him on North Street mm-hmm. a year ago.
Yeah. Well, this speaks directly to your vision, which I'll read right here, is to lead people from a place of despair to discovering their God-given purpose, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that your mission is restoring hope and realizing dreams, right? Rebuilding lives and realizing dreams. I mean, that's exactly what you just did there, right? So mission accomplished, right? Mm-hmm. But what's important, too, about that story is that this is a lesson. I mean, you guys have those resources. You did that outreach. Anybody can do that. They can do it exactly. as part of the Dream Center, or mm-hmm. we can each do that ourselves mm-hmm. on a daily basis, you know, because it's important to remember that despair, depression, mm-hmm. all these things are not terminal, right?
Right.
They're just a state that maybe you're in at the time. And so if you can help people get over those hurdles, there is hope. And that's a great example right there. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing that.
But
again, like I said, the lesson from that is, you know, first of all, you guys did that, or, you know, you played that role. I mean, ultimately, you know, this gentleman, you know, took those steps and is in a better place. But, you know, maybe you guys, your interaction is what got him there, got him over that hurdle. And anybody can do that if we just reach out. We look for those folks as we help out. But, of course, the Dream Center is a great place for all those resources. And it's fantastic that you're there, because it's a place that people can come to. You're reaching out to people. You're saying, hey, listen, this is what we have.
Yeah.
It's a place for people who do want to help. They can also come to you. And, you know, all the things you're doing for the community, we also don't want to lose sight that you're a church. And
yes.
you have Mass services, mm-hmm. right? So what is your Mass schedule if somebody wanted to attend Mass?
So it's on Sundays mm-hmm. at 11 o'clock.
Sunday.
It's just one service, yeah.
Just one a week. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So, yep. Caitlin, or my wife Caitlin, and I, yeah. we pastor that as well. So mm-hmm. we both preach.
And I think I've seen some of your services on PCTV.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
Are they all broadcast on PCTV? Do you know?
I'm not sure if okay. every single week or all of them are, but we always upload them up onto YouTube after, so okay. they're available there as well.
All right. Great.
So
again, for the because there's some folks who just can't get out of their home for one reason
sure.
or another. So
that's
it's
true. Yeah.
You don't want them to miss out on what you have to share. So
yeah. We're always trying to improve our live stream experience and yeah. making sure that it's best as it can be for people. So, and right. you know, as with any technical endeavor that you do, there's always going to be glitches and things like that. So it's mm-hmm. always a process, but yeah, we're always striving to make it better for people.
So if you're just joining us, again, we are talking about the Berkshire Dream Center. We have Jesse Miner and Rebecca Hunter in studio here to tell us all about what's going on there. So I know another thing that I saw on your website had to do with Christmas gifts for kids in the neighborhood. I think it's called Morningside or Miracle on Morningside.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I know it's March.
It's okay.
But no one wants to talk about Christmas in March.
yeah. But still, it's an
yeah.
important thing to cover here, yeah.
It literally is a miracle because what happens is that every kid or every child in every grade and every classroom gets a gift or multiple gifts, and that's sponsored through the community. We have a lot of partners that do it with us, and to be able to go as the Dream Center and volunteers and go help disperse these gifts and help the teachers and you know, see the changes that happen, you know, when they get the gifts and they open them up, and just to see it, it's just yeah. so incredible.
Mm.
You know, and a lot of times it's we've seen it where the kid opens up the present and it's like exactly what they wanted, and we had no idea. Like it's
yeah.
like, you know, because none of these are kind of organized for a specific child.
We
so.
Get that a lot. They'll rip the paper off and they're like, oh, this is exactly what I wanted. It's kind of funny, but very cute. But it's great because the thing is that, you know, we serve a very poor community. And for some of these kids, that may be the only presents they're getting for Christmas or very few, you know. And the whole school, like, looks forward to it. It's a huge event for them. I mean, they look forward to it. They, like, the teachers build it up for the kids for weeks beforehand. And the day that it finally arrives and we get there with all the gifts, I mean, the kids are all jumping up and down and they're like, hi, I'm so glad you're here. And then when you go to each classroom, they've, of course, ahead of time prepared thank you notes for us. So we end up leaving with this massive stack of thank you notes from each kid in each class in each grade. And some of the children start crying. I know we start crying. There's some children, it's so adorable. They'll actually opt to not even open their gift because they want to bring it home to open it on Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Because that's how special it is to them. They don't even want to open it that day. We had a little girl this past Christmas who didn't want to open her gift because she wanted to bring it home to share it with her little sister who wasn't in school yet. And so she waited to open it. And, I mean, things like that, they really touch you, you know, just thinking, you know, this small gesture means a lot to someone else. And we have a great time with it. It's so fun. We usually dress very festively. And we get a group of us together that are go in every year. The principal helps us. That some of the teachers help us. It's so fun.
Yeah. So, Jess, you mentioned about Dream Center in L.A.
Yeah.
I want to focus on what you do locally, but I want to talk a little bit about the genesis of this.
Sure.
And that Dream Center exists in L.A., and I think you mentioned Arizona, too. Have you been to one in Arizona? Can you just kind of explain how that came to be?
Yeah.
In your sights?
So the story behind L.A. is that there was a man named Matthew Barnett, who his father was the famous pastor, Tommy Barnett. And so long story short, Matthew Barnett got called to the city of Los Angeles to evangelize. So and he thought that he was going to have this, you know, big church and that he was going to have, you know, things all laid out where, you know, he had a plan of everything that he thought that he was going to need. But in the process, you know, he got called to do something entirely different. He went to Echo Park, and so he felt called by God to serve these people that were there. And so at that time in the early 90s, you think about all of the crime and the things that were going on there, and those broken people needed someone to help them. And so he was there in the streets and literally just helping, you know, serve their needs. And I think going on 30 years later, they're, you know, still serving. They're a massive operation. They have over 250 different outreaches that they do. You know, so their mobile food pantry does at least 40,000 people a day. I mean, that's like the city of Pittsfield every day, you know, so it's a massive operation. And so that's kind of like where Caitlin and Kathy, my mother-in-law, they got the idea to they went out there, served out there for like a week or so, came back here and got the inspiration to do it here in the Berkshires. And so the model was basically just, you know, meet people where they're at, serve them, give them, you know, the tangible stuff. And then if they're open to, you know, the faith-based aspect of it, then, you know, they're definitely willing to share because, you know, we never want to shy away from our faith. But at the same time, you know, we want to make sure that we know that people are, that we care and, you know, we're not here to have an agenda. But, you know, that we are a Christian or a faith-based organization as well.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you discovered that in your life and that you guys have brought this here to Pittsfield. So so just kind of, I know at the beginning of the show, we talked a little bit about the food pantry and about the kitchen. So I just want to make sure that if anybody's just joining us now, I want to kind of review that kind of quickly. If you could just kind of review that insofar as, you know, what your hours are, when it's available and who can come.
So we have our restaurant, which is called the Bright Morning Star Kitchen, and we serve dinners Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. to dine in. As long as someone gets in the door by 5:30, they're fine. They don't have to finish eating at 5:30. We also offer takeout, so they can take the food with them if they would rather do that, from 5:30 to 6 p.m. And we have a commercial style kitchen where all of the food is cooked each day. It's a 3-course meal. So they get soup or salad when they first come in. And again, the soup is now being homemade every week by one of our volunteers. And it's amazing. And every week he makes something different.
Mm-hmm.
And of course our salad. And then they have their main entree choices. Mm-hmm. And there's always a vegetarian option as well for people that would prefer that. And then we also have dessert, and I usually am the one that's baking dessert every week. So
they are amazing. Everything. Whatever she makes, it's incredible.
So come just for dessert. No, okay. But the great part is, I mean, it's a nice, fresh, home-cooked meal.
Mm-hmm.
And so people come in the doors. It's like almost like a big banquet hall room. They come in the doors. They get seated by a hostess, and they're brought their menu, their silverware, and then they have a server who waits on them the entire time. And, of course, this is 100% free for everyone that comes in the doors. We usually have music playing in the background. And another thing I don't think we mentioned before is now we have free community Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new thing in the last couple months, that we're considered a community hub, that we can offer the Wi-Fi access to everyone, even if they're out on the street surrounding our facility. So people can make use of that. Of course, when they're eating, they may not have access to Wi-Fi at other points of the day. So they certainly can take advantage of that as well.
And they can also charge their phones if they need to.
Things like that.
That's important too, yeah.
So, for example, last night for dinner, we had meatloaf with potato salad and green beans. We had our soup was tortellini and meatball, and of course our salad. And then for desserts, we had like a Boston cream pie cake, a chocolate cream cake. We had a cherry cobbler. So that's just an example of what you're getting for dinner when you come in.
Yeah, and like I said, I've been invited down there before, you have a nice ambiance down there. It is really warm and welcoming. Yeah, so it's like you said, it's like a real restaurant.
Yeah,
That's the purpose of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, to give people that experience.
Yeah.
And you know, with the stage there, I know that you have performers come in there.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've also used the space, and you know, from my own experiences with you, this is how I think we met. With you and Caitlin in particular.
Mm-hmm.
I was invited to talk there on some other matters. You know, some of the other things I'm involved with, suicide prevention and child internet stuff. So it was nice that you offer that for messages that are important to the community and invite, you know, people. It's open to the public when you do those things. So anybody who, you know, should be watching your calendar to see if there are special events like that. There are other public outreach, you know, safety information that may be provided.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciated that, and I'm glad that you have that facility to do that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also want to, I don't think we talked about the mobile food pantry and the locations.
Right. Yes,
yeah,
right.
So that's actually one of our kind of favorite outreaches, at least one of my personal favorites, is going out on food truck. And it's just real simple because we have the food on the truck and people get in line and we just pass it out, basically. And I just wanted to go over the times, so if people are in the area. So in North Adams, we have Mohawk Forest, which is fourth Thursday of the month at 11:30. Brayton Hill, fourth Thursday of the month at 12:15 in Great Lake Apartments. Again, fourth Thursday of the month at 12:45. And sometimes there's going to be a little wiggle room with the times because, you know, sometimes if we get a lot of people that come, it may take a little bit longer. You know, you need to get to the next station we have to, or, you know, it's always a little bit of a balance act. But in Pittsfield, we have Dower Square and Wilson Park on the third Tuesdays of the month at 5:30 and 6:15. And then Central Annex, Providence Court, and Berkshire Peak on West Street. And those are the third Wednesdays of the month at 4:00, 4:45, and 5:30.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because like I said at the beginning, you guys don't just serve Pittsfield, you do serve Berkshire County, so that's how you do that. So we're winding down here. I just wanted to remind everybody who's just joined, if you've just joined us here at the end, we're talking about the Berkshire Dream Center, Jesse Miner, Rebecca Hunter, they're here in studio, talking about all the services that they provide to this community. You can always check it out at Berkshire Dream Center, all one word, .org, so BerkshireDreamCenter.org. Berkshire Dream Center is located at 475 Tyler Street. So thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything you do for our community. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We hope that you'll you'll join us again every morning. We're here, the Morning Drive.